This is the Inland Journal. I'm Doug Nadvornik. The new legislative session in Washington has revived debates about several contentious issues: property rights, water rights, and development in rural areas, a possible carbon tax, and this week, limitations on the ownership of guns and gun accessories. On Monday, the Senate Law and Justice Committee, with Democrats back in the majority, held hearings on several gun control bills. The hearings drew overflow crowds. One bill, inspired by the October mass shooting in Las Vegas, would ban so-called bump stocks. Those are devices attached to a weapon that allow it to fire more rapidly than it normally would. At least one bump stock was used during the Las Vegas shooting. The bill is sponsored by Senator Kevin Van De Weg. He's a Democrat from Sequim who testified before the Law and Justice Committee.
I'm a lifetime NRA member and consider myself a pretty big defender of the Second Amendment, and have a lot of friends and coworkers that are also NRA members and gun enthusiasts. And I've talked to a lot of them about it, and we all agree that this is something that shouldn't be allowed.
The hearing included emotional stories from relatives of people shot in Las Vegas and elsewhere. They included Zach Elmore from Seattle. His sister was one of the gunshot victims in Nevada.
My mom and I hopped on a plane the next day to Las Vegas, and we were greeted by Alicia's husband, Nick, who still had blood on his hands from the night before. The shirt that he used to try to stop her bleeding was in a bag on the floor. Seeing my sister motionless from a gunshot wound and surgery to check for organ damage is something I wish nobody ever had to experience. It's past time that we ban these conversion kits that allow these assault weapons to become even more dangerous.
Gun owners acknowledged the tragedy of the Las Vegas shooting, but several argued that acting emotionally to approve legislation won't be effective or fair. Dave Westhaver came from Bellevue to make that point.
The criminals aren't going to be penalized by these bills. They're going to make criminals out of the law-abiding gun owners. If you really wanted to make an impact on firearm safety, why don't you start addressing the mental health issues and making mental health much more accessible to the general public and state-funded programs? I think that, you know, when 3/4 of the firearm deaths are suicide, I think that would be a much more effective process.
Others believe the bump stock ban will be interpreted more liberally to include all types of semi-automatic weapons. Alan Gottlieb from the group Citizens for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms argued bump stocks are misunderstood.
These devices do not turn a semi-automatic firearm into a machine gun. In fact, sometimes it lowers the rate of firepower and accuracy, as happened to the horrible shooter in Las Vegas, whose bump stocks jammed the firearms, and as a result, he had to put them down and pick up other guns to fire with.
The day after that hearing, the Senate Law and Justice Committee brought the bill up for a vote. Spokane Valley Republican Senator Mike Padden tried to play defense.
Nobody wants any part with mass shootings. The difference in opinion is how to address these. We feel it's better addressed normally by mental health rather than banning weapons.
Padden suggested an amendment that would narrow the definition of a bump stock, among other things. Committee Chair, Seattle Democrat Jamie Peterson, said he was open to changing some of the wording in the bill, but for now he said it was important to move ahead.
We have a very long-standing law in our state against fully automatic weapons, and the effect of these devices is essentially to make semi-automatic weapons the same as a fully automatic weapon. So I'm going to ask for a no vote.
Just a few hours after that vote, my colleague Austin Jenkins from the Northwest News Network reported that despite the quick vote to move that bill out of committee, it faces an uncertain future.
It was last October's mass shooting in Las Vegas that made bump stocks a household term. The shooter outfitted at least two of his guns with the devices before killing 58 people and injuring hundreds more. Now, Washington lawmakers are considering a ban on bump stocks. Anne Marie Parsons testified this week in favor of that legislation.
On October 1st of this year, my daughter, Carrie Parsons, was murdered in Las Vegas in the mass shooting, saying that it's very hard for me.
Parsons told the Senate Law and Justice Committee that her daughter was killed by an AR-15 rifle that had been outfitted with a bump stock. The bump stock ban has now passed out of that committee, but Democratic leaders make no promises about its future. Senate Majority Leader Sharon Nelson says passing gun-related legislation is always difficult.
I would love to see that bill signed into law. We will have to caucus on it.
Speaker of the House Frank Chopp says there would need to be bipartisan support to outlaw bump stocks.
The bump stock bill potentially could be that. We're going to be having hearings on a number of bills and see where the votes are.
Democrats have slim majorities in both the Washington House and Senate. Already, some more conservative Democrats have signaled they won't support a ban. That means Democrats would need some Republican votes. But Senate Republican leader Mark Schessler says he's not sure they'll get those votes after rejecting a Republican amendment to the bill that was introduced in committee.
Get it out of the committee, no amendments. That doesn't do much to garner Republican support.
The Republican amendment would have required background checks for bump stocks, but not banned the devices. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.
Now let's review the other gun bills that received hearings on Monday. One would change the background check requirements for those who are buying semi-automatic weapons or guns with high-capacity magazines so that they match the requirements for handguns. The bill is sponsored by North Seattle Democratic Senator David Frocht.
Bringing the background checks related to assault weapons into conformity with those we afford to pistols and handguns makes absolute sense, and it's supported in polling both in this state and nationally.
The bill was supported by Snohomish County Deputy Prosecutor Adam Cornell. He prosecuted a case involving a teenager who killed three friends in Mukilteo in 2016.
It should not have been so easy for this angry 19-year-old to purchase an assault rifle. An assault rifle that he didn't intend to use for hunting animals. It was an assault rifle that he used with the intention of hunting humans. And that's exactly what he did.
Another bill would ban high-capacity magazines with more than 10 rounds of ammunition, with certain exceptions. Opponents argue that would apply to much of the ammunition sold today. Another bill would require gun owners to safely store their firearms so that children and those who cannot legally possess weapons can't get to them. Dr. Thatcher Felt, a pediatrician from the Yakima Valley Farm Workers Clinic in Grandview, says he worries about the safety of many of his young patients.
Fabian is a delightful first grader that I've followed since birth. At his last visit, I asked Fabian, "Is there a gun in your house?" Surprisingly, his answer was, "Yes." This sweet 7-year-old knew that he had found a gun in the upstairs closet, and he knew that the bullets were on the top shelf. This gun was not secured. Fabian's inherent curiosity could have cost him his life.
But Jane Melhans from Pierce County argued requiring firearms to be secured in locked places can be dangerous. She told a story about using a weapon to fight off two intruders in her house.
It is a woman's right to own firearms for personal protection. It levels the fight between her and an attacker. In my case, too. It gives her a fighting chance to survive. When seconds count and moments matter, a locked firearm or magazine is helpless in a personal defense situation.
The final gun bill would repeal the state law that gives state gun laws authority over local firearms regulations. That would allow local governments to approve their own gun ordinances. Our thanks to TVW for providing the audio in this story.